Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Don't be surprised if the Battle of the Carolinas goes right down to the wire. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. I picked the Tar Heels to lose a close game tonight in Columbia, but the more I think about it, the more I'm not so sure. The real Carolina might actually win, hearkening back to a big upset between the two teams on the basketball court. Once upon a time, nationally ranked South Carolina swaggered into Chapel Hill and left out of breath. The younger, sleeker Hoop Heels of Dean Smith would not play to South Carolina's strength and ran them out of town with one of the biggest upsets in UNC sports history. Upon further study, I see a correlation between that game and the one that kicks off the football season at 6 p.m. in Columbia on ESPN. The number 6 Gamecocks are heavily favored. They are big, okay, with a monstrous front seven on defense, but they are fatter, so to speak, than faster on offense. Not the high-flying kind of attack that Steve Spurrier has put out there in the past. Both of those characterizations could play into this game. We all know that Larry Fedora wants to be smart, fast, and physical. Hopefully they will play smart and so fast, like more than 80 offensive snaps, that it will offset South Carolina's size and strength on defense. Bryn Renner has been getting a lot of notice going into his senior season, and he will try to stretch that field and get the ball to his wideouts led by Quinshaw Davis and tight end Eric Ebron, while A.J. Blue and Romar Morris lead the committee that hopes to replace Gio Bernard. Defense is actually where this game could be won or lost for the Tar Heels as well as the home team. Clearly, North Carolina has to be better against the pass than it was last year. But throwing the ball is not one of South Carolina's strengths. Quarterback Connor Shaw is experienced and smart, but hardly fleet with a feather touch. So if the smart, fast, and physical enough Heels can get on the board early and force South Carolina away from a power, ball control, and defense-dominated game, it could send Spurrier into his discomfort zone. Look for the visor to go flying a few times. If it does, the old ball coach is there. So on the Chapelboro College Pick'em game, I said 35-28 South Carolina. But it could actually be the other way around, and Fedora's fleet could sink the Spurrier ship in what would be one hell of a way to open the new football season. This is Archansky. See ya.